PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
It's Allison, bitch.
Welcome to The Real Housewives of Reality. I'm your host, Allison. And guess what? This week, we're having the week that no one asked for, but everyone is getting. Due to the fact that I traveled across country. I went to Virginia to take care of some business. And then we just had schedules change. So this week, I'll be doing the coverage. The Real Housewives of New York, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and the Real Housewives of Potomac. But right now, we're starting with the Real Housewives of New York. it's everyone who listens knows that I struggle when I don't have my Scarlett with me. I need Scarlett. And you too, Leon. And Leon, whatever. Did I really, like, get us sued for using the Britney thing? I don't know. I might have. I might not have. Who knows? But I also wanted to say, so our last episode when we covered Roni, Real Housewives of New York, we messed up on, it's Bershon. Bershon is her name. I follow her on Instagram now. I'm living, laughing, loving her journey so far. She might wind up to be like a villain, but right now she's a breath of fresh air to me. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But my first note was, Ramona goes into the French bistro to meet Bershon. But as she goes in there, she immediately trips and goes, wow, 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 ow. And she trips over just like a regular, like a doorway. She doesn't trip over anything. And then they discuss that they think that Ebony's party, her Harlem Nights party, long-winded. And to which I said, all I hope is that I don't want to put Bershon and Ebony against each other, because I feel like Bravo has been doing, I don't know how to properly say this, but Bravo's been covering, like, oh, we're going to put people of color onto the shows, and then, but then making them only that. And it's like, that doesn't define, I don't know. Cancel me again. Hey, you guys, Allison, Allison at rhorpodcast.com is my email. You can totally write me hate mail, or not even hate mail, but just tell me, like, I'm trying to take this all in, because this is needed to be, like, these cast members need to be on, but I don't like that it's a very Tiffany Moon situation where it's like we're just putting them on and making these women who are so accomplished, so smart, so hot, so great at everything, responsible to teach these dumb or not dumb, sorry, ignorant white women. Because honestly, I don't think Luann or Ramona have hate in their hearts, but I do think they're just ignorant as fuck. Can I say fuck? Just kidding. It's Allison's takeover week, so I will say fuck if I want to. Sorry, Mom, don't listen. I curse as much as I want. Okay. But then we cut to Ebony is going with Sonia on the bus to Philly to meet the matchmaker. And that bus looks luxurious as hell. Like, I was like, woo. And I wrote something about their business, but I don't know what that means. Uncomfortable. Oh, no. Sonia being like, it's uncomfortable. We have to do the work, which is true. Great. Sonia's great. But I just love Ebony and Sonia so much together. Like, they're perfection. Because Ebony's like, no, I'm not letting my Sonia settle for anything less. She gets everything. So, like, Ebony knows. And I think Sonia doesn't know sometimes, you know? Although, if you remember back in the day, I kind of liked Sonia with Frenchie. No, wait. No. I didn't like her with Frenchie. I liked her with Rocco, the older guy that took her to that Italian place with a lot of bread. What else? You guys, this is why I need Scarlett. And sometimes Leon. Leon, I'll say sometimes we need you. Sometimes I run. I still do the Britney episode for housekeeping with Allison, but I just haven't done that one yet. And if this sounds manic, it's because it is manic. It's because I'm jet lagged as hell. Let's see. Oh, God. They're about to go to Salem. You guys, what? I understand that, like, we're in a pandemic. We all remember it. It might come back with Delta. We don't know. It might come back. I'm surprised I got back on a plane last night. But they were like, oh, they're cut off, but they're going to Salem. And yeah, Sonia and Ebony create this chance. It's like, no shit in Salem. No shit in Salem. And I was just like, obviously there's going to be shit in Salem. Like, they're going to throw down. Like, well, also, let's face it, Ramona's there. So there's going to be shit anywhere Ramona is. Because we all know that Ramona just shits the bed, literally. But yeah, so they get to Philly. And again, speaking of shit, but they get to Philly and they call it the City of Sisterly Love, which, again, I thought was so cute. So they meet Devin the matchmaker. They all sit down for what seems to be maybe a brunch situation. It's certainly early in the morning. Or it's like I'd say, if I had to guess, it's like an 11 a.m. situation. They don't put like a timestamp, but just if I had to guess. But so Sonia orders. Sonia goes, oh, can I please have a coffee and some little neck clams? And I wanted to throw up. I wrote, Sonia, what the fuck? Literally, what the fuck? Because I don't know what kind of world you live in that clams and coffee go together. I just feel like that's what's going on in that stomach. And we love Sonia. On this podcast, we stand Sonia. In this house, we live for a Sonia moment. Then, so Devin, the matchmaker, asked Sonia what does she care about. She goes, oh, you know, animals, children, LGBTQA, artists, everyone, the ones that need things, BLM. I'm a Francophile, which means I love France. And I can't, you guys, I'm sorry, I take notes on my notepad. like by hand, which is so old. Like, I'm an old man at heart. And so I don't know that last part. But either way. Oh, and she was like, and money doesn't matter. And then Ebony is like, hold on. She's like, we don't need a broke-ass man. Because Sonia married the bank. So where do you go from there? You keep marrying the bank. And I will say, as much as we love our Sonia, which we do, the confession look, like the talking head, it's a difficult moment with that ponytail, you know? Then we cut to Luann. Happy birthday, Trainwreck baby. Hats on the bed is bad luck. But that is true. Having a hat on the bed is bad luck. So I was there for, I was like, Luann, I see you and I feel you. I love that. I feel like my voice, do I have vocal fry? I was like on a plane so hard yesterday. Like 6 hours just like dealing with life. That's me doing a parody of Dancing Through Life from Wicked. And then they continue to do that. No shit in Salem. And then I said no shit in Salem because Sonia left her shit in Philly with those little neck clams and black coffee. Because what? So then we get to a point where Leah, she planned the trip to Salem and got them the dopest tour bus I've ever seen. Like, what the fuck? Is this whole episode just about cool looking ways of transportation? Because Ebony and Sonia's bus to Philly looked so luxurious. And then Leah's like, oh yeah, it's a 4-hour drive and we're going to get on this like tour bus. Like, you can sleep in there. There's a whole kitchen. There's a bar. It's fun. And everyone enters. And again, I know that I did this already with Ramona going, whoa, when she walks in the other place, but she walks in the bus and goes, whoa, 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 whoa. I wish I could show this to my daughter, Avery, who's actually my sister. Just kidding, she's my daughter. Just kidding, she's my older sister. It's Avery. Which brings us to our clip of the week. It's our clip of the week. Yeah, well. I can't tell if this is bad or good doing it alone. I will, Leon, I'm going to give you the time note for when we should put the clip in. But yeah, it's so... If you're an avid listener of The Real Housewives of Reality, one, we love you. Thank you for listening. But two, you know that our mission has been for every episode of Real Housewives New York to get a clip of Sonia talking about a dick, a cock, a penis, what have you, anything like that. And this episode, we didn't quite have that, but she does discuss a vibrator and we will insert that. Well, I mean, we will insert that now, but not insert it into our bodies. We will insert it into the show. That's going to be our clip of the week. Our clip of the week. Yeah, yeah. And some commercials. We got to pay those bills. Boom.
Sonia's wise enough to know when a clip needs sticking. And I got just the one. And this dick clip is second to none.
It's Sonia's dick of the week. Yeah. Sonia's dick of the week. Yeah, yeah.
I usually meet the men I know through friends of mine. This is why I call them friends with benefits. But now I want commitment. And that is a whole different ballgame. I need you to get me one of those vibrators, which the Gumby ones that you had. Remember, I got the stupid one.
I know
one,
what happened.
The one that was in the chicken. I don't want that.
There's a vibrator in the chicken.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have to laugh otherwise I'd cry.
We need to go online this
trip. We need to get another one.
Hold on. I want one too.
All right, let's do it right now. Let's go.
Because there was that good one. There was the good one.
Vibrator sex for men.
Sex for men?
What is this?
Sex for Sonia.
Okay, here we go. Look at this.
Oh. Tried and true.
That's the good one.
What a move.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
We're on the same page. Luann likes a vibrator. Sonia likes a vibrator. I like a vibrator. So we already clicked.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough, and there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Have you ever felt stuck in your relationship or in your marriage? Have you ever wished that there was someone that could tell you exactly what you needed to know about love and relationships? My name is Kiana W. Mitchell, and I am the host of a podcast called Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell. Each week on the podcast, I talk about relationship issues and what you can do right now to improve your relationship. So join me each Wednesday as we talk more about relationships. Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, welcome back to The Real Housewives of Reality. The Allison Week, the Allison Edition. Everything that no one asked for, but you're all getting. We're doing it. We're doing it live. Fuck it. We're doing it live. Also, it's not just the Allison Edition. It's a full-blown, like, I have jet lag Allison Edition. I don't know where I am right now. Like, I know that I'm in my apartment. I'm just, like, super space cadet. So, then my next note is Brashawn's cancer talk. I prayed and I promised God, if I survive, I will be a warrior for everyone. When someone tells you you're going to die, you wake up. I thought that was beautiful. That was a dark note to start on. I thought it was beautiful. Then, they're in Salem and they're at the historic Hawthorne Hotel. And it's named after Daniel Hawthorne, who I believe... Didn't he write the Scarlet Letter or something of that nature? Who knows? I will say, though, something I know that I thought was a little just noteworthy, because I won't judge anyone. I will not. I mean, hey, guys, listen to this podcast. It's I sound sketchy, at least. But Leah, she's been very big about her sobriety this season, and I am rooting for, I think we're rooting for you. We're all rooting for you to do a Tyra Banks. But I did notice that she cheers with champagne, but only like a sip or two. So that's fine. And then, so they do like the whole like, oh, welcome to the Hawthorne Hotel. 20 people were killed here. They were pressed to death, which that doesn't sound good. I think that's where you just like smush someone with like cement. But in 1692, which was the witch trials. And someone goes, oh, is that the witch trials? And it's like, yeah, the Salem witch trials happened in Salem. Shocker. Duh. I also don't understand the appeal of like haunted hotels. Like, I don't get that shit. Because some people love it. It's not for me. I know one time, like when I was, wasn't alone because this is everyone's favorite jingle song. Why is Allison single? But the first time I drove across the country from Virginia to California, I stayed at a place in New Mexico because they had a dope-ass Groupon. But it turns out they were haunted. And I went in with my now ex. We'll call him Mike. But we went in, checked in the hotel. And then, like, they had, like, a restaurant/bar at the top of, like on the roof. And it was, like, so late. We were just starving. Like, we drove for, like, 11 hours to get some food. And we were like, oh, so-and-so checked us in. And we described the guy, and they're like, that guy doesn't exist. So, like, a ghost checked us into the hotel. I could, like, elaborate on that story, but I'm not going to because I don't want to upset the ghost. Let's see. Oh, then we have, good Lord, the most iconic thing I've ever seen in my life on Bravo. It's that they have the caterer/high priestess/witch give them, like, an insane prayer, which could – that could also be the clip of the week. Look, you guys don't know when the clip of the week's gonna happen. I'm not gonna tell you. We're gonna have a don't ask, don't tell policy on the clip of the week. And then they all go to start to choose their rooms, because that's such a trope. You gotta choose your rooms. Choose your rooms, ladies. But Ramona goes, hey, it's me, Ramona. I want room 612. And as the woman lets her in, she's like, this is actually one of the most haunted rooms in the whole hotel. And I was like, of course. But they were like, oh, but it could be a positive ghost. It could be positive energy. It might just tap your foot, you know, not hurt you. And then Luann starts to sage her room. And she's like, oh, it's me. It's me, Luann. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Maybe this ghost will fuck me in my sleep. Ebony, like, leaning at her edges with a gin and tonic was iconic. Because that's, like, when you have little, like, baby whisper hairs, that's what an edge is. For anyone that doesn't know, now you know. But I love that she was like, well, I have nothing else. I'm just going to do it with some gin and tonic. And then she looked fine. Ebony's always looking good. She keeps that right and tight. My next note was just, they all look so hot. They did look hot, though, because they're having a a dominatrix party. Like a dominatrix seance party, which I guess, I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess it's a thing. And I'm having flashbacks to like Teresa from Housewives of Jersey wearing those leather pants that were like so right and tight on that weird date with Louis, who we know is like a fucking weirdo. I'm very concerned about that. But we're talking New York right now. We're not talking Jersey. So I'm going to leave that alone. And it's kind of a moment that some of them are going to get tattoos. Like, I feel like tattoos isn't something you just get on the fly like that. Like, I love a tattoo. I personally have not gotten them, but I think they're very hot. I think it's, I'm like, do you? But just to like, oh, I might get a tattoo here at this haunted building. It's like, I don't know that I would do it. But they're doing it because they're at a dinner party that's at a restaurant that is also a tattoo salon, which a lot of questions. It's called the Black Veil. It does look really beautiful, though. It looks fucking gorgeous. So as they walk into the Black Veil, the tattoo parlor / haunted restaurant, Sonia runs into Ryan and Matthew, who are supposed to be, like, scary, like scary whatever. They have, like, the whole, like, they have their face paint on. All that. And Sonia goes, well, they're semi-spooky They're semi-spooky twins. And she just flirts with them and she's like, you can bless me if you want to. Right. But I was like, Sonya's doing it. But then we get to dinner, you guys. And it gets rough. Let's be real. The whole season of New York has been, it's been rough. It's like, what the fuck? Excuse my language, except for don't excuse my language. Allison's running the podcast this week. I can say whatever the fuck I want. But Sonya's description, she's like, yes, hey, it's me, Sonya. Hi, anyways. So yeah, I keep all the tags on my clothes so I can return them to Nordstrom Rack. Also, Ebony's really fun and chill. She doesn't only talk about BLM. Some people thought it was a little heavy, but yes. And I was like, Sonya's stirring it. And she's like, we can kiki and blah, blah, blah. But also, like, whatever. It was awkward. I did notice so that Ebony had a lobster roll. And if we remember from two episodes ago, Ebony just took a lobster roll in her purse, which I would do. I was like, that's me. I saw myself on the screen and I was like, I take a lobster roll in the purse. But then it gets like, they get wild because Ebony is like, if you, like, you're either white supremacist or not. She's like, you're either racist or anti-racist. But honestly, I gotta say, I'm with Ebony on this one. You are either, especially in that point in time. It's so hard on these shows to watch like this moment back in time. And we still have so much work to do as a country. But it was just so heated. It's so heated. But I was like, I agree. I was like, you're with or against. It's like, you're either racist or anti-racist. You're either a white supremacist or you're not. Because fuck this shit. Like it was taking me back to a place of Trump. And I know we said this last episode, but like, I still have post-Trump-matic stress syndrome. Like, I cannot, it's too much. And perfect on my notes. Immediately, Ramona escapes to the ladies' room because that's convenient, you know? And then Sonya starts to cut Brashan off, and then Brashan versus Ebony, and then delivery versus intent. And I do understand delivery versus intent. It's like, but I don't know. I still agree with Ebony. It's like, you're either, like, at this point in time, we've gone too far. Also, am I going too far? We're doing a podcast that should be about The Real Housewives. And I'm talking like hardcore politics, but it happened. So maybe we should all talk about it. And again, if you guys want to write anything into the, hey, allison@rhorpodcast.com for hate mail, or you can write Scarlett with one T, two T's. Figure it out. Or just show at rhorpodcast.com. Scarlett's going to kill me. She had a sick day and I'm fucking it up. Oh God, then it gets worse. I forgot about this part because I watched this when I was in Virginia with my mom. And just so everyone knows, my mom, I made my beautiful mother. If you ever met her, maybe we'll do like a Patreon thing where you can meet the nicest woman in the world. But I'll watch Housewives and she'll be like, this very much upset me. I don't want to ever watch this show again. But I also happen to come into town when she's watching. It's the most, like, it's the worst of the shows. But yeah, Ebony said, I want to exist and speak as a free, liberated person in this country. And then Ramona goes, yeah, but you're rich. I would like your life. Like, and then they, yeah, then Ebony's like, are you aligned with white supremacy? Because it's also, just because you're rich doesn't mean that you, I can't imagine. I don't even know. There's a lot to decompress. Or is decompress the right word? I'm fucking it up. Because we went into this being like, oh, I went into this podcast being like, oh, we'll go into a place of, it's going to be fun to ignore all the scary bad things in the world and just talk about housewives. And now a year later, we're like, whoa, the housewives are doing and saying, like, they're acknowledging it. And I don't know that they're the right people to acknowledge it, but maybe they are. Maybe everyone needs to acknowledge this kind of scary, not scary. Well, actually, no, scary. It's scary. It's, things are still very much wrong and they need to be made right. But so then, yeah, Ebony says, so are you aligned with white supremacy? And someone says, are you talking about Donald Trump? And again, if I'm not going to push anyone to drink. If you're not a drinker, don't do it. But I feel like you could play a drinking game for Housewives of New York every time they try to make Ramona admit that she's a Trumper, because she is. Ramona trumps. She trumps so hard. Trumps so hard, motherfuckers want to find me. But she definitely is a Trumper. But then plot twist, Ebony's mom voted for Trump. But for fiscal reasons, I still don't believe in that. I don't believe in, I remember when this election happened. Not to make us about politics, but again, if you're mad at me for saying it, it's the Allison week of the podcast. So it's the Real Housewives of Reality with Allison this week. But so yeah, if you're mad at that, you can be mad at that. But even fiscally, I was like, don't vote for Trump. I was not there with that. But yeah, I was like, are you aligned with, I don't know, white supremacy or a tax cut? But then, and then who was it? Someone at the table says, don't worry about Ramona. She can barely understand the English language. And whatever. And then, but then she comes back to the table and is like, I don't want to talk about this. And like starts dancing and being weird. And it's really obnoxious. And it's also weird that everyone's dressed so beautifully. Like they're in these like leather outfits. I wish I could wear those leather outfits. They're fucking gorgeous. Yeah, I know it's a shorter episode than normal, but thank you all for tuning in to the jet-lagged Alice. I know that I have vocal fry too. You guys can just, it's fine. Let's call it like we see it. I have vocal fry and I'm all over the place. I'm lost without my Leon and my Scarlett. I don't know what I'm doing, but the show must go on. We're doing it. We're doing it. It's like when Celine Dion's husband died and she said, hey, the show must go on. Renee is dead, but I am here. We're doing it. But no one's dead. But yeah, you can find us on all of your favorite streaming services at rhorpodcast.com. You can email at Allison at rhorpodcast.com, Leon at rhorpodcast.com, Scarlett with two T's at rhorpodcast.com, or show at rhorpodcast.com. And be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I think that's what it's called, you guys. I shouldn't be left to my own devices, but that's what happened. And watch out, because the next 2 days, I'm letting out the Beverly Hills, and Potomac just came back this week. We're so excited about that. Woo woo. I still hate Candace, though. That's all I'll say. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We love you guys. Bye.
TC.
KS.
A PFT Media production.